This morning, we have Leonard Cooper Smith, head of school with Christ Church Episcopal School.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code, Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or the release of an employee, a student, or a person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open or closed session?
Open.
The appeals process will begin pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found it on page 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking a change in classification and region placement, or a change in region placement only?
Both, classification.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee that feel they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? See none. If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Great. I will open up and turn the mic over to our athletic director, Molly Miller. To my left and to her left is Wes Clark, the director of our upper school. Thanks for the opportunity to present our case. We appreciate this opportunity. We request consideration to be reclassified from Class 2A Region 1 to Class 1A Region 1. Our argument, in a nutshell, is that special adherence to the alignment and classification standard of enrollment rank justifies this appeal. Five schools larger than Christ Church have been classified in 1A. None of the five, by our calculations, are better off with travel distance than they were last year. Before I turn the mic over to Molly, I want to express my gratitude for the privilege of being faithful members of the South Carolina High School League since 1975. We've adhered to the rules and supported the league steadfastly for 45 years. CCS reaps the benefits of the opportunities to compete in all but two South Carolina High School League sports. We value being members of the state league and affirm that by continuing our membership as opposed to the SCISA organization. With my retirement forthcoming in June of 30, that should win some points, at least with Jerome. I'm not going to care for a while. I approach this meeting with a great deal of melancholy, and now I'll turn the mic open to Molly.
Thank you, Leonard. Thank you for being here today to hear our case. Yesterday evening, I sent a packet to members of the executive committee. Is there anyone that did not receive that information or needs a copy in front of them? And really, I think Leonard states that we're just asking for an opportunity to be considered just as any other school was considered using the guidelines. So with the information that I sent yesterday, I did attach our formal appeal. Really, bullet point number one is the main reason that we're here today. 2, 3, and 4 are just added information about our school, other considerations, but really number one is the main focus for us being here. So to our understanding, and I also attached the numerous documentation, one being this reclassification realignment guidelines in the committee that was formed. So yes, I heard from a 2A classification representative from their executive committee that really we gave the power to the high school league to complete the realignment process. Yes, we did. with the understanding that the guidelines would be followed. So we don't feel that the guidelines were followed in our case. So I just have that information for you to refer to. I'm not sure who receives all the information that comes from the high school league with this information. So the guidelines, I listed these below, really with, from our standpoint, looking at the 1A classification, she'll have a base of 50 schools. Flexibility to move plus or minus that range. It gives the caveats, geography, travel, even number of teams, rivals, same districts to be considered. But from this reclassification committee, and Daryl Nance said I could add his name to this, he was on this committee, he said the directive from the committee to the high school league, realignment should be in straight rank order, and not to cherry pick outside of order. So if you want 36 teams, you go 1 through 36, not 1 through 34, and then 38 is chosen, and then 40 is chosen to make 36, with the caveat of travel. He did add that, and then I think A, B, C, and D list other caveats in there. In the case of 1A, straight rank order was not followed. Number 47 was skipped. 48, 49 were placed in 1A. School 50 was skipped. And then school 51, 52, 53 were selected for 1A. I've been told from people on this reclassification they didn't want Christchurch on there. I get that. But our constitution, our bylaws say nothing about success of schools determines where you are ranked. If we get to a place and we are all held to a standard of where we're placed based on success in sport, we will agree with that, but we feel we need to be treated fairly in this case. As to why 47 in school 50, we were told 1A wanted to increase the number of teams participating in sports so they could support their own championships. We offer every sport with the exception of competitive cheer and softball. Softball currently already has a 1A state championship. We offer all the others. We were told specifically Christchurch was not wanted in 1A. I promised we would not be here if Class A had 46 schools in Class A. We wouldn't be here today. I looked at the five schools that were skipped, and I just wondered if travel was a consideration for them. I was trying to find some reasoning, because we have not been given reasoning, why Christchurch and St. Joseph's were skipped in this realignment. If you look at one of the schools, so I did from the bottom up when you're looking at that. So school 48, we were 47. Okay. Their current travel is 41 miles, 41 miles, 7 miles, 3 miles, 10 miles. Their new realignment, and I highlighted them, 69 miles, 46 miles, 63 miles, 53 miles, 60 miles, 30 miles, 74 miles, which in fact actually exceeds one of the criteria that was given, that you should not have three region opponents with 60 or more miles. It exceeds it. So I'm not sure the case for that. School 53 that was added in, their current region travel is 50 miles, 78 miles, 70 miles, 65 miles. Their new region in Class A is 43, 63, 97, 46, 62, 66, and 56 miles. So again, exceeds that three schools with 60 or more miles in their region. We have a few letters of support. We have Southside Christian is attached, Ware Shoals. They are currently in the region, which we are appealing to be placed in. We had verbal support from South Carolina School of the Deaf and Blind, in Calhoun Falls, in Dixie as well. They held a meeting earlier this week. And then we received calls. So South Carolina School of Deaf and Blind is on there. We got a call last night that they no longer support because they've been asked to follow along with what their region would like for them to do. So, but we also have support from Greenville Tech Charter, which is in our two-way region that we've been placed. We did not receive support from the other schools. And when I asked why, it's because they'd have to find a football game. And I get that. I feel for those schools having to do that at this time, when football schedules, our football coaches have been working. But we're just asking to be treated as every other school. So I feel badly that it might put those schools in jeopardy of a week 9 football game. But I don't think that's the criteria we should use to place schools in classifications. If we say we're by enrollment or we say we're by rank, we need to be by rank. And just for your awareness, school ranking was not used 5 times in this classification period. I highlighted them for you. It's Christ Church, St. Joe's, Oceanside, Bishop England, and Academic Magnet. So furthermore, with those not being used, we were the bubble teams for 1A, 2A, and 2A, 3A. It further separates the teams that are placed in there. So we have Crescent was placed in 2A. They're the largest. Well, there are schools smaller than them that were bumped up, if that makes sense, in that separation. So, and I also placed a copy of the proviso that I know this committee has seen earlier this year, and I know has been a topic of discussions in your meetings. But just, and it also includes the history of the proviso and how long that's been in place and where we are at this standpoint. So I appreciate your consideration of our appeal. You have anything to add there?
Could I add something?
Yes.
Yeah. We're not trying to play the legal card here. You know, we just feel as if there's a fair and just argument to be made, and that's the fundamental thing. We are rule followers. We admire adherence to the rules. We try to practice being faithful to the rules, and we're enjoining you to make a consideration of a fair and just application of the rules to us. That's it.
Do you feel you've had the opportunity to present your appeal at this time?
Yes.
At this time, I'll open the floor for the committee for questions to our presenters.
Good morning. You said you had support for, who are the schools that support in Region 1? Is it 1?
Ware Shoals and Southside Christian. And those letters of support were listed in the
letter. We got something yesterday that from a region vote from Region 1A, it said Ware Shoals was, and a sign says Ware Shoals was not in support.
I have a signed copy. That might be their athletic director.
Okay.
I have a signed copy from the principal of Ware Shoals High School. I believe, Leonard, you have spoken with him personally.
Mm-hmm. This is several weeks ago. I spoke with Paul.
But this is dated February 5th. I do know that region met to discuss our attempt to, or appeal to come into the league. And that's why I mentioned School of the Deaf and the Blind. I have an email from them hating that they had to resend that, but their school leader had asked them to follow along suit. So with what their region wanted. And there's one school that's adamant in 1A, and that's Whitmire, and he sat on the 1A executive committee and voted no. And he, at that time, had not asked anybody in his region his stance on us.
Thank you for the clarification.
Mm-hmm. Other questions?
In the request, I guess in the appeal process prior to getting to the executive committee, you stated that, I guess you brought up the question about why other schools were skipped. It seems like there's some, you're making a statement that some schools, it seems like they skipped over some schools that should have been pulled up to 2A and then they came to your school and pulled you up to 2A. Did you get any clarification or an answer on why schools were apparently were skipped?
So I was just told from the reclassification committee, member of the reclassification committee, that they didn't want Christchurch. They didn't want private schools or independent schools in that. I haven't received anything else as to why specifically we were passed over in that process. But when I say skipped, like we were skipped. So 1 through 46 was chosen for 1A. We're school 47. They passed us by, took school 48 and 49, passed St. Joe's by, and then 1A took 51, 52, and 53 to 1A.
So is there a total of how many schools in the 1A classification?
51
is what you're saying. And of those 51, there are schools in the 1A classification that are larger than your school.
Yes.
Mr. Commissioner, can you give us clarification on the guidelines from the realignment committee to the league on how to execute with the numbers and the plus and minus?
We were given the directives of the larger largest classification that we're going to have, fewer schools than what they currently have. It's got a minimum number of 32, 36 being optimal, maximum number of 40 schools. At the lower classification, same thing was applicable, could be a minimum number of 46, 50 being optimal, 54 being maximum number of schools. Within each one of those, there is a 4-school window of plus or minus that you can draw from. Now, those that are on in the middle between classes, that number moves depending on how many that you have in each class. So while it's 4, it's really 4 that can be moved down from 2, or 4 that can be moved up from 1. So it kind of creates almost an 8-school window to draw from. We looked at what was most geographically friendly as we put the schools in place. It's ironic. It's the first time we've been asked by it. That's the whole discussion for a different time. But in that, we looked at what was the most geographically friendly tool that we could put in place. Now, realizing that what we had last year, or currently have, is 36 schools, somewhere near 36, 35, 1A schools. But we had several schools that were at-large members coming in also. When they became member schools, they're no longer at-large, then they had to be placed in regions, which creates the issue of now where you may used to be, you no longer are, because of the fact that there could be growth on one end, could have as much as 9-10 schools that were added, because they're no longer at large, they're now full members of school, full members. So it's a window, and we looked at what was the most geographically friendly that we could use, and we employed it this time.
Other questions from the committee?
Given that explanation, are we comfortable with, I think we have a contradicting position from the school stating that the geographic friendly litmus test was not successful, as indicated, as she shared information regarding that there are schools that are in 1A that are farther apart than they would have been as far as their travel has been impacted. They now travel even further distance now.
I think it would behoove them to present you what you've got, the one that we put out.
Right.
If there's a better one, it would behoove you that they would have presented you a better format, that way it would have worked out, where it would have shown that the travel was impacted in a negative way, and there was no rationale for it.
So based off of what she just shared, she's stating that there are schools that are now placed in that classification whose travel has increased. Is that something that we can verify prior to making a decision? It sounds like she's presenting information where it does not seem like the reclassification committee took the geographic friendly criteria into consideration as they... What I'm trying to figure out in this case is to ensure that we are not having situations where we are skipping schools, whether we agree or disagree with the competitive advantage that may be gained by some of these schools for being charter schools or private schools, that's another debate. And we've had that discussion before. I want to assure that the reclassification committee followed the criteria that it was placed in front of them, because we need to be able to clearly understand why schools were skipped, not just this school, but other schools were skipped as well, and then that are bigger and placed into this classification. And so ensure that this was done appropriately. And right now I can't hear a justification for why that happened. Because the geographic location piece isn't quite planned out.
So to be clear, the reclassification guidelines committee gave directions to the league staff to do it.
Okay.
So they were the one that created the guidelines, not had followed. Then we followed the guidelines as submitted. We felt that that's what we did. They're saying that we didn't. I mean, there are questions of how we can answer to make it better. We don't have, I don't know what their formula would look like. I don't know what realignment plan for that classification that they have. I have no idea who should be where. All we have is what we created. If there's questions about our creation, then we will answer them, but we need to know what questions are there to address that. If you're asking us which school was moved to further, I have no idea. We just took the numbers of those that we had, and we created a realignment from those things. If you're asking us how do we get certain schools in place, then that's another question. But which schools are we referring to? Because we did move schools that had a larger enrollment, which the rule allowed, down, and those that have a smaller enrollment, which the rule allowed, up. That's where the window came. To be able to move those schools, which means you don't follow it exactly to the number. If that was the case, then that's what we would have to have done.
But the movement of the schools is based off of what?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What is the movement of the schools based off? So when the staff is looking at when to move a school, mm-hmm. what criteria is being used? The criteria I heard was geographically friendly.
The most geographically friendly.
So then do we have evidence that schools that were moved up were moved up for the purpose of being geographically friendly? And so if we want an example of a school, we can ask them for one example that they presented, and let's see if that was done, if that was geographically friendly.
That's correct. So we would ask the case, give us a school that they're referring to, and then we'll explain how we moved that school.
Okay. We're prepared.
Do you want me to answer?
Yes.
So I would like to, I have an email from Daryl Nance directly, where I asked for clarification, and he's correct. We gave direction that realignment should be in straight rank order and not to cherry pick outside of order. So I just want to bring that up. But I have C.A. Johnson. Do you want me to tell you the distances? I just did it from MapQuest. I did high school to high school. So C.A. Johnson, they were school, I just tried to list out, I just tried to stick to numbers because I think if, I just didn't want people to do. So they were school 48 on your list. So their current travel, C.A. Johnson to Calhoun County it was actually 41.4, I just rounded. To Columbia was 6.5, Eau Claire 3.1, and Gray Collegiate 9.6. When I look at their new region, Governor School, 68.5, Great Falls, 45.6, Lamar for football, 62.8, Lewisville, 52.8, McBee. So these are just those numbers that I put down there. Do you want me to keep going? McBee was 60.2, Midland STEM, 29.8, and Riverwalk, 74.
So I'd like to stem off of this conversation. I have regions listed in front of me here. And out of those schools that like the C.A. Johnson School went to, I'm just going to stick to Region 2 for the moment. There are three schools within that region that don't offer football. The practice of that is an equitable region so that we don't fall into the same category to where we had last year. In the the travel piece is the way I'm looking at it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Commissioner, but I would like to make a clarification. Maybe looking at it incorrectly, but filling the region with the next best opportunity for a C.A. Johnson to slide into a Region 2, and in all due respect, it wouldn't make sense for, I mean, in your, you know, for y'all to come to a Region 2 to fill a slot. Whereas you look at a Region 1, where you have...
It's always best to contact that person, and if you have a question about where you are, how you get into that position, I'm feel pretty confident that that answer would be answered. And that's my comment.
Any other comments? Discussion. Okay, we have a motion on the floor to uphold the 1A and 2A Executive Committee's decision to keep Christchurch in their current placement. We have a second. Last call for discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand.
Please raise hands high. Twelve.
Opposed.
Four.
Dr. Cooper-Smith, at this time, that means the appeal has failed. If you wish to appeal to the appellate panel, please notify the commissioner in writing within 24 hours so they can schedule that hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.